This morning, we prayed the Lord's Prayer. I want to speak on the Lord's Prayer. We pray it often here at Grace Fellowship, and I think it's a good idea. It's a good practice. I'd like to look at a couple of phrases from that prayer that have always intrigued me. And so, would you please, one more time, say the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, the phrase that I want to look at, and you'll find that scripture in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, if you want to follow with me in your Bible or on your electronic device where you can access the Bible. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. I want to look at that phrase, and I want to ask, first of all, what do we mean by thy kingdom come? And to be clear, let's make sure we're all on the same page when we pray, thy kingdom come. We must base everything on the Word of God. So when we just take the word kingdom, for example, how does the Bible use the term kingdom, and specifically the phrase kingdom of God? Now, according to my research, the phrase kingdom of God also occurs as kingdom of heaven and kingdom of light, appears more than 80 times in the New Testament. Now think about that for just a moment. 80 times God put that phrase, that wording, kingdom of God, in his New Testament. Most of those are found in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The Gospel of Matthew, for example, it occurs 53 times in 42 places. That's the word kingdom. And in the Gospel of Mark, it occurs 17 times in 13 places. And in the Gospel of Luke, 41 times in 29 places. I think he's trying to get something across. Would you not agree with me? When a word or a phrase occurs that many times, it means that it's important. So let's just take apart the phrase kingdom of God. As it is used in the Bible, kingdom means rule, reign, kingship, or kingdom. Now, we United States of America citizens, we don't have kings. We were delivered from that by the Revolutionary War when we declared our independence from Britain and became a sovereign nation. So we see then that we don't refer to our leaders as lords, as princes, as kings. We refer to them as elected representatives of our will, our desires. We elect a president, we elect congressmen, we elect governors, we elect mayors. We are an independent group of people. We always have been, these United States of America. In fact, even each state is somewhat independent from the nation itself. So it's kind of difficult for us to understand the word king or even the idea of it. We don't have a relationship to a person on earth that is a king other than Jesus Christ.